The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today because we've got an exciting show for you. Do we have an exciting show for you? Listen up, folks. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Han Highway, Kahului. Alive and Well. We are the Fanatic Organics at Alive and Well. We have wonderful, amazing Alive and Well organic choices for you. All different herbs, all different nutrients, proteins. You've never seen anything like it. The best prices you can imagine and the best results you can ever imagine. All at Alive and Well. And there we are, hand in hand with our darling sister, brother, whatever you choose to say, the Broth Cafe.
The Offspring.
And Broth doesn't say it all. It's a broad spectrum broth, whether you're vegan, vegetarian, or you love wild fish, organic chicken, organic meats. All of these choices are there for you, whichever your choice is, in every kind of variety. The soups, the salads, the cooked vegetables with all kinds of protein. Everything is there for you, unique, original, and organic at the Broth Cafe at Alive and Well. And you know, in addition, we are so grateful to the local organic Maui farmers. Local organic Maui farmers. We get in every day the magnificent fresh produce and the high concentration. We have a high concentration juicer, as well as using all of those vegetables in all the different ways in many of all of our recipes, but also the high concentration juices, vegetable juices, fruit juices, and all of that, and only in glass ever put, not in the plastic. It's all there. Everything is there for you at the magnificent Broth Cafe. You love it. You won't believe it, and you won't believe what it does for your wonderful life. And can you please tell us about the wonderful life water called Vortex?
Vortex water is the very essence of the broth. Slurp, okay? Soup, no. It's broth. And it's made with the Vortex water from the Vortex water machine at Alive and Well. And the Vortex water is just what the word vortex means. It spins, it twists, it contorts, it distorts, it creates, it releases the real oxygen and hydrogen components of water.
And then it's not even a ballet dancer. But when you say that about how it spins and everything, I think about the work I did in theater and everything else. And once when I had to play a famous ballet dancer and all of that. But ballet dancer, the spinning around like that, if I had more vortex, I could have been a better ballet dancer.
You were a terrific ballet dancer.
That's another whole big story on that. Okay.
You gave the image of a terrific ballet dancer without ballet dancing.
But I could have done the ballet dancing and I had the Vortex water then, right? That's right, because I've been spinning around like a crazy dancer.
Absolutely.
And when we talk about Vortex, these are the facts. Now, these are not something we've made up. And these are the facts. Vortex power has been proven. And this is very, very famous. You have to hear this, okay? Okay. This is the thing, as Dennis said, our physical well-being, this is known, depends essentially on hydrogenation, the oxygen saturation on and the pH of our body fluids. In 1938, this doctor, Dr.
Otto Warburg, don't forget that name.
No, won the Nobel Prize That's the highest of all in medicine, the highest award in medicine ever, the Nobel Prize in Medicine, for the realization that in a basic and oxygen-rich milieu, hardly a disease, not even cancer, can arise. And he was given the award for having stated that. And the other parameter was the hydrogen, hydrogenation. And these two parameters are hugely and positively supported in vortex water, proven. The oxygen content is maximized, and the pH of vortex water is 7.8. All of that, the detoxification, cell availability, all these wonderful things.
And we've got the vortex right behind the wall. Whenever you turn on to fill your 5-gallon container with vortex water, the vortex machine is going right along with it to creating that hyperoxygenation and hydrogenation of water.
That's
to
right.
Make water really alive and well.
That's right. And remember, that's also included in our recipes and in our right there given to you when you're drinking.
Everything.
Even at the broth cafe.
Absolutely.
Also.
Absolutely.
This is so important. What can we say? And let us also start by saying, and it's also tastes delicious, and you feel a lot better just by having the vortex mm-hmm. power. Let's start by saying, Dennis and I are not doctors. Don't pretend to be doctors. Don't tell people, put people on medications or take them off medications. Doctor's area. We share information about what doctors have learned about nutrients in clinical trials. Okay?
And we've
okay.
been accruing this information from doctors who work with natural substances for the past 60 years.
That's right.
So we are not the experts. Okay, the doctors who study nutrition and work with nutrients over the 60
yeah.
years, these guys are the experts.
Right.
And we follow their advice because mm-hmm. it's been proven to be true so many times
there you
on
go.
Every level.
Proven.
That natural health is built by staying away from chemicals and all the residue of modern society.
You know, I'm just blown away. It's hard sometimes what I have to find out, how do I recover? And I wish Dr. Otto Warburg were here. How can I recover from what I keep seeing about what's going on in this country and about all the evils with chemicals, et cetera, and junk food? Well, this just came out. This was just out on television news, TV news on the TV stations, the news on television. All right? Now, let me report. RFK, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., he is the Health and Human Services Director of the country, and Dr. Mark Siegel, leading medical doctor, always coming reporting on television. He's not holistically minded. He's just reporting on what is actually going on, okay? But maybe he's changing. RFK Jr. and Dr. Mark Siegel, along with other medical leaders, came out supporting the ban on junk food ads. They came out and says they have to be banned, these ads about junk food, because as the doctors and RFK Jr., et cetera, all said, they cause all the junk food ads, the junk food cause all kinds of diseases and more. Then they said the causing skyrocketing rise in these junk foods in obesity, diabetes, and all the other deadly diseases, including cancer. And they said on the television news, we have to stop this epidemic and the use of junk foods and the ads of junk foods promoting them. Can
and
you believe?
And that's what we've been doing at Alive and
that's
Well.
That's right.
For the last, well, before Alive and Well, even opened Alive and Well, we were health nuts for years. And following the advice of holistic physicians and getting back to the very basics of what is life in food, eat the food that gives you the life. What is the life? The vitamins and the minerals and the enzymes and all the goodies that are in natural, unprocessed foods. They give you the life. That's why you have an appetite, to eat the foods that contain life-sustaining components. At Alive and Well, that's all you get.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And, you know, in my Jewish background, I remember at all the holidays, the Jewish people would be dancing around and saying the song, L'chaim, to life, L'chaim, 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 to life. okay? Mm-hmm. And they would dance and they would sing about to life. And that's actually it. That's what we, not to death, to life. And when we're speaking about this, let's speak about the reports. Let's speak about, and we give you the background, all right? This is amazing. This is just amazing. So this is in the news, and I'll give you the background. And Den will share with me. The new anti-amyloid drugs that have been approved to treat Alzheimer's diseases have no clinically meaningful positive effects for patients. A major evidence medical review has concluded. Can you believe this?
Well, they say amyloid drugs.
That's right.
Referring to amyloid plaque.
And that's exactly, exactly what they say.
Amyloid plaque that builds up in the brain. And the drugs are supposed to remove that plaque.
That's right.
Well, they're not all that successful. Continue with the article.
Drugs like, now, can you help me with the pronunciation? Gary, I've asked Gary many, many times, but Gary's not going to come and tell me, help me with the pronunciation. He's shaking his head no. Drugs like Leqembi, Lecanemab, and Kinsula, donanemab, have little to no effect on patients' cognitive decline and dementia, according to medical results published by the Cochrane Review.
These but they are drugs, very profitable drugs.
That's right.
Hundreds of millions of dollars a year
that's
spent
right.
on these drugs.
These drugs target amyloid beta, a protein that forms toxic clumps in the brains of people with Alzheimer's. Now, here's the quote from the top doctors. This is the doctors. Unfortunately, the evidence shows that these drugs make no meaningful difference to patients, said lead researcher Dr. Francesco Nanina, neurologist and epidemiologist at the IRCCS Institute of Neurological Sciences, Bologna, Italy. Quote, there is now a convincing body of evidence converging on the conclusion there is no clinical meaningful effect, he said in a news release. And I'm going to hand this to you, Den. Just want you to read this last here, okay? Here and then the red, okay?
I can do that.
Can you do it? Do it, babe.
All righty, folks, here goes. For the review, researchers analyzed data from 17 clinical trials involving more than 20,000 participants.
20,000 clinical medical trials.
And all these trials are looking at how anti-amyloid drugs actually affected people with mild cognitive impairment or mild dementia due to Alzheimer's. The trials tested the effectiveness of aducanumab, bepenazumumab.
Oh, you're as bad as I am.
Crenazumumab. I pronounce them much better than you do.
Well, that's why I gave it to you, just to see if you could really perform
okay.
on that one.
Donanemab.
Yeah.
And gantenerumab.
Oh, give somebody else. Let Gary take stage on this one. You're not pronouncing it very well.
There are another dozen mab-ending words, which I'm not going to repeat or even try to pronounce. But turning the page. We get to what researchers concluded, that the absolute effects of anti-amyloid drugs on cognitive decline and on dementia were, quote, absent or trivial, quote, unquote, falling well below the standard for clinical effectiveness, okay?
That's it.
That's
it.
How the drugs...
and they're telling you.
Are they free drugs?
No.
Are they without side effects?
And that's why they're saying
here. Do they poison your head?
Yeah.
Do they destroy brain tissue and neuronal tissue?
And yeah, and they and other doctors, Drs. Ayesha and Dr. Dean Sherzai, they talk about, do these Alzheimer's drugs, the same one you were quoting, the Cochrane review of the 17 trials and more than 20,000 patients that produced only trivial improvements in any memory, daily function, quality of life. And you've heard a lot about these things. They've been marketed, and they in April 2026, they've been marketed as a turning point, but cost, listen to this, just as you said, Dennis, tens of thousands of dollars per year per patient.
per patient.
That's right.
Per drug.
That's right. Tens of thousands, and require regular intravenous infusions and repeated brain scans to monitor for side effects. So this review put the promise to the most rigorous test faced yet. So this is it goes on and on that it was the Cochrane collaboration is the gold standard for evidence in medicine. Cochrane reviews don't run new trials. They pull together every credible study published about anything. The newest review, April 2026, the 17 phase 3 randomized controlled, on and on and on. And they say here, these 20,000 people and more, and this is the most, all were funded. And the thing that they mentioned too, these trials enrolled 20,342 participants from more than 30 countries, and all of that was, and all 17 trials were funded by the pharmaceutical industry, all right? Mm-hmm. Pharmaceutical industries, and they said this, that they didn't improve anything. They didn't improve anything.
But you could be a willing contestant, if you will.
And cost you many thousands of dollars
and
per year.
And you can enter into this madness of using drugs to make your bad thoughts go away or your non-thoughts go away. Or you could do natural things.
And I want to just do this.
Which build new connective tissue.
And we're going to get into
brain.
That, but I want to just say that the conclusion here that they're talking about. Dementia severity, not just Alzheimer's, they say the same pattern held. The pooled improvement was less than 1 point. That was nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And functional ability scales.
It doesn't mean 1%.
No, less than 1 point. 0.20, one quarter of 1 point. And the patterns that the patients and their families would not be able to feel any difference in their daily life, okay? And then you go here, the side effects that come with the treatment. The most common adverse events, the medical reporting, from these are brain swelling, brain bleeding. Brain swelling occurred in 119 of every 1,000 treated patients, and a tenfold increase. Microbleeds were more common with the treatment, so bleeding in the brain, nice, huh? With the drugs that give you no improvement, all of these different things,
boy.
With no improvement, and they go right here, they tell you how toxic, and that's what this means. And what this means, okay, could you do the summary that they had here after this? This is
what I mean.
Okay,
give me.
Summary.
Okay. What this means for what you can actually do. This is where there is real evidence, evidence-backed good news. The most consistently replicated decades-deep evidence in dementia does not point to amyloid drugs. It points to lifestyle.
Wow!
It points to organic whole food, plant-based nutrition.
Really?
It points to regular aerobic and resistance exercise, and it points to quality sleep, stress management, cognitive engagement, get involved with expanding your mental capabilities, and active management of vascular risk factors like blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol. And how do you manage some of that? You stop eating the junk.
That's right. Stop eating the junk. And even Dr. Dale Bredesen is saying right here, modern medicine has been barking up, this is his title, modern medicine has been barking up the wrong tree all this time. And he says Alzheimer's isn't even a single disease, as the establishment has insisted. Dr. Bredesen's medical research has shown Alzheimer's is three different medical conditions that you can control. And he think of these factors as brain bandits. Brain bandits means like criminals that take over and destroy your brain. Inflammation, infection, he says, shortage of nutrients in the body.
And in the brain.
Right. Suboptimal hormones and toxic substances.
In 2024, the Lancet Commission on Dementia identified 14 modifiable risk factors that, if addressed across a lifespan, actually prevent and delay roughly 45% of dementia cases. That's nearly 50%.
Wow.
That's the synthesis of decades of evidence in human populations of at scale, not just a hypothetical projection from a single study. But what it all comes down to, again, is using nature's health solutions.
That's right.
What are nature's health solutions?
Can we ask the space, they say they call it rocket fuel for the brain. Do you want to talk about rocket fuel?
Nature's health solutions you'll find at Alive and Well.
Right.
That's all we talk about. That's all we indulge in. That's all we eat or drink are nature's health solutions. Because the modern science gives you what? The very chemicals you've been hearing about for the last 5 minutes.
Right.
At an exorbitant cost.
Many thousands of dollars.
Side effects.
Right.
Terrible, deathly side effects.
That's right. And you know, it's interesting because at the same time, Dr. Mercola, okay, who does a medical review of all the different clinical trials and reports it, is saying the great Alzheimer's scan and the proven cures they've buried for billions of dollars. And he says here, Alzheimer's disease is commonly thought to result from abnormal plaque buildup in the brain that destroys brain tissue. Almost all Alzheimer's research for decades has been directed toward eliminating amyloid, even after the basis for this work was shown to stem from fraudulent research.
Amyloid plaque...
Is a lie. That's right.
It is promoted by the drug industry, which creates poisonous drugs, which supposedly remove the amyloid plaque, which supposedly will give you a better brain and a youthful head again.
Yeah.
It ain't necessarily so,
no,
folks.
No, and they report here that the billions spent on the amyloid Alzheimer's research, says the doctor, and in the clinical trials, have only produced three drugs which offer minuscule benefits and very severe side effects. In contrast, says the doctor, natural, affordable, and straightforward treatments that reduce dementia or cognitive impairment have been maligned and buried by the medical industry and the pharmaceutical industry. And they say in their one of their main statements here, and I'm going to have you give it to you in a minute then, okay? Okay? And they're talking about that it's the great big lie, okay? A neuroscientist physician was hired by investors to evaluate an experimental Alzheimer's drug. It goes on. And he says here, how it's just terrible. Talking about how Alzheimer's publication were clear signs of fraud about the drugs and the failed amyloid drugs. Can you read this thing about the failed amyloid drugs?
You betcha, baby, I can. Okay. Each year, J.P. Morgan Chase Bank hosts a private conference for pharmaceutical investors that sets the tone for the entire pharmaceutical industry.
Wow.
In 2023, its focus, covered in detail here, was on the incredible profitability of the new Alzheimer's drugs and the GLP-1s like Ozempic, which the FDA has also relentlessly promoted. Most remarkably, the widely viewed as corrupt FDA commissioner was a keynote speaker, and a few days before the conference, he had enacted the second backdoor approval, turning the page.
Backdoor approval.
Not front and center.
Not front door, sneaking in the back door.
The FDA's independent advisory panel, in a very unusual move, voted 10-0 with zero abstaining against approving Aduhelm, the first amyloid drug which targeted amyloid plaques. But the FDA approved it anyway.
Woo!
Unprecedented move, three of the advisors then resigned, calling it probably the worst drug approval decision in recent U.S. history, quote unquote.
Would you say that statement again, that they resigned because they couldn't take the evil? They couldn't take the evil.
They gagged on the vote. They said, it's absolute wrong.
It's a lie and terrible.
Okay. That drug was priced, get this.
You can't believe, listen to this.
Make sure you have good health insurance. Because the drug, although passed by the FDA as being the approval drug of choice, the drug is priced at $56,000 a year.
Per patient.
Making it sufficient to bankrupt Medicare, which attracted a congressional investigation. Brain swelling or brain bleeding was found in 41% of patients enrolled in its studies.
In the study, they got their brains swelled up and their brains bled.
Using the drugs.
Gosh.
Additionally, headaches, including migraines and occipital neuralgia, falls, diarrhea, confusion, delirium, also were notably elevated on the drug compared to placebo.
Can you tell me, compared to doing nothing? So would you like to be dizzy and fall and have your brain bleed and swell? And you're only paying $56,000 a year for those wonderful benefits. Unbelievable.
And they go on to say that no improvement in Alzheimer's was ever noted.
Oh.
Rather, one analysis found it slowed the progression of Alzheimer's by, maybe 20%, it says, although this could have been a protocol artifact rather than a real effect. What's a protocol artifact? That's manipulating the numbers.
That's right, okay? Because they already said in the study that they went through, all the doctors, less than 1% of any kind of improvement.
The third monoclonal refers to another drug, targeted amyloid plaques thought to be more pathologic, was also contested as it caused 36.8% of recipients to develop brain bleeding.
Now stop.
And brain swelling.
Okay, now 36%.
Like the other amyloid drugs.
More than one third.
Frequently caused chronic headaches and infusion reactions. That is the nausea and the vomiting and the changes in blood pressure and the hypersensitive reactions or anaphylaxis, can't get your breath, gonna suffocate.
You can't, that's anaphylaxis, and means you're unable to breathe and you suffocate and die. That's anaphylaxis.
And there are reasons to suspect the trial had greatly overstated its minimal. Can you get that? Wait a minute. Let me give you the summation. There were reasons to suspect that trial had greatly overstated its minimal benefits.
Gosh.
To say the least.
Say the least. This is so evil. There aren't even words. The payoff of the pharmaceutical. These are the doctors, all right, who said remarkably, despite the widespread protest against the third drug, the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, new advisory panel, voted unanimously in favor of it, even though it had a very similar mechanism, efficacy next to nothing, and toxicity to the previously and unanimously rejected amyloid drug.
I wonder why they voted that way.
It should therefore come as no surprise, say the doctors, that when the British Medical Journal, that's in England the top, conducted an independent investigation, it found that within publicly available databases, 9 out of 9, that's all of them, accessible members of the advisory committee, had significant financial conflicts of interest.
There's my answer.
And then it gives the medical thing. They were paid off. Okay? Okay? These drugs, this is what they were shown, and this is their summary. These drugs consistently damage brain tissue. Their mechanism of action inherently dangerous. It causes brain swelling, immune cells attack the brain tissue and creates brain bleeding that patches vessel walls. And remarkably, despite this issue, it has not deterred the usage of these class drugs.
The usage is determined by the prescribing of those drugs by the doctors.
That's just what they say. An absolutely absurd amount of money and time has been wasted on this endeavor due to the medical field's need to find a patentable drug and be paid off for that accessible. Okay? This is so evil, there aren't even worse.
Does that sound to you like Nature's Health Solutions?
No, not at all.
And what you find at Alive and Well are Nature's Health Solutions. Okay, as I mentioned ad nauseum, we've been health nuts for the past 60 years, okay? And we've been through this with so many different agendas, so many miracle cures, so many profitable patented products that supposedly help people but actually maim and kill patients. Nutrients, nature's food, fresh vegetables, fresh fruits, fresh organic pasture-raised eggs, all natural, unprocessed foods. That's what you find at Alive and Well. In every dish we serve at the broth cafe and everything we promote and sell in the store itself.
Yeah.
It's getting back to what is wholly natural and healthy, health created by nature itself. At Alive and Well, that's being alive and well, is following nature's program.
You know, it's interesting that you say this too, because we're fanatics about this, and here's Dr. David Minkoff, MD, leading doctors, talking about the anti-inflammatory diet, transform your health meal by meal. And he says here, inflammation is the common thread behind every chronic condition, including Alzheimer's, cancer, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, heart disease, neurological conditions, digestive disorders, all share inflammation.
Could you say that one more time?
Okay.
I know it sounds redundant, folks. Maybe you've heard this before. But this is of utmost importance. Basic truth is that inflammation.
That's right. And he said
fire.
That's
in
right.
Every cell in your body.
Inflammation is the common thread, says the doctor, behind nearly every chronic condition, Alzheimer's, cancer, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, heart disease, neurological conditions, digestive disorders, all share an inflammatory root. What you eat every day determines whether your body is inflamed or at ease. And the report that he puts out lays out the anti-inflammatory diet and the principles I teach every patient who wants to reverse disease, improve energy, and live with long-term vitality. And he says, what causes chronic inflammation? I want you to comment about one of the things. But he lists this is what we've said, sugar at the top of the list, processed carbohydrates, the seed oils, canola,
seed.
Corn, lemon. Here
that's
it says it, he says
seed,
it.
Not the feed oil, the
seed.
S-E-E-D.
Oil.
Seed oil.
Canola, that's corn, soy, safflower. Those things that they use in all the restaurants and everything like that, you see on the television when they're frying the foods. So canola, corn, soy, and safflower.
And many more.
And many, many more.
But what is not included is pasture-raised butter.
That's right. That's
butter.
Right. Butter. And
so stay away from butter. It's got cholesterol. It's going to kill you. Look out, folks. Look out. Don't eat butter. Eat margarine made from corn oil. Eat all the good old vegetable
and
oils.
And the deep fat
because
fried.
Because they don't contain.
Gosh.
They don't contain the terrible effects of butter.
So-called.
Butter's cholesterol.
So-called. That's a lie.
Cholesterol fairy tale is a cholesterol fairy tale.
Yeah. And they go
sells
on. Right. Goes on to food dyes, preservatives, gluten, pasteurized dairy, environmental toxins, all of these different things. And then he talks about the healthy foods and the healthy fats. He makes that point also. He makes about.
And what are the healthy fats?
That's right.
What are the healthy fats?
Free range, chemical free, butter that you said, the pasture fed butter, that organic avocado oil and coconut oil. That's all.
And olive oil
right.
in a cold application.
That's right, exactly.
If you're frying with olive oil, it changes olive oil from an omega-3 to an omega-6.
Yes, that's why he says
if
that these
fry. If you're frying with
right.
those other vegetable oils, they also do the same.
And he does make that point. The fighting inflammation healthy fats, besides the organic butter, without, like you said, without heat frying it, extra virgin olive oil, organically raised, avocado, coconut oil, and macadamia nut, okay? And the low-sugar fruits.
Ghee.
Yes.
And tallow.
Okay. And he goes on to the foods, too, that the low-sugar organically raised fruits, the berries and the cherries, he says, organic, anti-inflammatory spices and herbs, turmeric, ginger, rosemary, and garlic, foods that trigger the inflammatory process, he says, avoid. The pasta, the crackers, the pastries, the sugar, these toxic vegetable oils, processed meats, sugary beverages, candy, processed meats, packaged snacks, most restaurant sauces, he says, artificial sweeteners, and supplements, he says here. How can you read these supplements here,
please? Before I read the supplements,
yes.
let me say something. All restaurants, I shouldn't say all.
All, you can't.
So many restaurants.
Yes.
Most restaurants use only vegetable oils in cooking. If you're frying some eggs, it's going to be either in vegetable oil. If you're deep fat frying French fries, it's pure vegetable oil. Those are all omega inflammatory oils. The pure DHA from fish oil is available in capsule form, and you find it at Alive and Well. It's nature's health solution for vascular complications and inflammation.
That's what he says right here at the top of the list.
And
the omega-3 fish oil, super high concentration. That's right, and purity.
And that prevents the inflammatory flame that burns up capillaries and arteries and heart tissue and brain tissue and eye tissue. Okay? So when you're eating in a restaurant, if you're going to have some fried eggs, request they fry them in butter or ghee, and don't eat the vegetable oil. Don't have other fried foods, because they're all prepared with supposedly healthy vegetable oils, which are omega-6 and create inflammation.
And Dr. Minkoff goes on to say supplements that powerfully support anti-inflammatory state. Right at the top of his list is the super pure, high concentration omega-3 fish oil, just as you were saying, and the curcumin with the bioperine extract, which you get in Pain Power beside that, you know, which is high absorption anti-inflammatory. And his third on the list right there is vitamin D3 and K2. Which we've talked about endlessly, have been proven to take the plaque out of the arteries and put them in the bones where they belong, increasing bone density, especially as we get older, but cleaning out the arteries and making those arteries healthy and helping to prevent heart attacks. And the Harvard doctors on the super pure omega-3 fish oils, with their meta-analyses of all the studies in all of time, millions of people, said the number one cause of death was sudden cardiac arrhythmia, the heart attacks. They said we would reduce, 1.2 million that was then more now, die every year in the United States. They said if all people took the super pure, high concentration omega-3 fish oil, which is what Alive and Well really does for you, are saying that but true, we would reduce the number one cause of death, say the Harvard doctors after the meta-analysis, of 90% they said we would save a minimum 900,000 American lives every year if everybody took that. Can you believe?
No, here's the way it works. Because inflammation, now keep in mind, inflammation is fire. And keep in mind that a cell is invisible. Any human cell anywhere located in your body, individually, it's invisible. You put a bunch of cells together and they create a hand or a muscle or a brain or an eye. But individually, those cells are invisible. And any amount of inflammation is going to have a negative effect on an invisible little pieces of poof called a cell. So by using the super pure omega-3 fish oils at Alive and Well, which is what the article was about, gives you the lubrication of, let me go back. Imagine the human chest. You see the picture of a human chest, and in the chest there's the heart, and all then the lungs and the liver and every organ in the body. But out of the heart comes 6-lane major blood highways being pumped every second of your life. And those 6-lane major blood highways contain all the nutrients and the oxygen and all the things that make you healthy. And by the time those 6-lane major highways get to the brain, they're microscopic.
Yes, yes, yes.
You cannot see a capillary. It is so tiny, but any amount of excess heat created by inflammation
yes.
cauterizes that little capillary, that little blood highway.
That's
which
right.
is, okay? So the nutrients from that little artery don't get to the eyeball.
No.
They
mean,
don't get
no.
to the brain.
No.
So what happens? You get dementia.
That's right.
You get impaired vision. You get non-nutrients, no nutrition coming to that particular cell. And what happens to that particular cell? It dies.
Yes. So the doctor goes on to say, and he lists the other great nutrients, highest absorption, A, C, vitamin E, reduce inflammatory load. But he says your action plan has to include removing all vegetable oils from your kitchen, replacing meals with a large organic salad, organic protein, all right, or cooked vegetables. Okay? Drink a glass of pure water before each meal. When you're adding spices, add turmeric or ginger. Add berries. Eat berries instead of sugary desserts. We've said that endlessly. Organic berries, okay? Are really a wonderful way to do that. And final thought, says Dr. David Minkoff, MD, inflammation is the spark behind all chronic disease, but you have the power to extinguish it. Every meal is an opportunity to reduce inflammation or feed it, says Dr. Minkoff.
And inflammation creates ash from your capillaries. So the nutrients don't get to the destination, so the cell dies.
And if you want to... Yeah, I'm glad. I didn't realize you were going to say... Talk about brain power.
Okay.
Yes.
There's something about brain power which is really amazing, and that is that it helps to feed the brain. It helps to reduce the inflammation in the capillaries and the arterioles in the brain. It allows the nutrients and the oxygen and all the life-giving sustenance to every cell in your brain. And it contains pyriloquinoline quinone. Okay, it's called PQQ.
PQQ.
PQQ is a remarkable substance which does what? Again, we're going back to the microscopic little pieces of brain tissue, which a brain cell is invisible, but the nutrients that are delivered through the capillaries to the brain cell keep it alive. And pyriloquinoline quinone increases the mitochondria energy-producing components in every brain cell.
And what did NASA say about what they give to all of their astronauts? Rocket fuel for the brain.
That's what
they
it
consider,
is.
And this is a natural substance from the Earth, a natural substance, a high concentration at Alive and Well, more like what NASA uses, not the tiny little bits that some places
now,
use.
I'm glad you brought
and
that up.
They call it rocket fuel for the brain.
I'm glad you brought that up, the tiny little bits. Because there are other products in the market. Alive and the Brain Power isn't the only PQQ product in the market, but it's the 40 milligram per capsule. Other products are on the market give you four milligrams,
five.
Or maybe 10 milligrams.
Insignificant.
Okay. Brain Power gives you 40 milligrams of PQQ, and not only 40 milligrams of PQQ, but also alpha-lipoic acid, which does what? Again, rejuvenates, restores, renews, and revitalizes the mitochondria.
The mitochondria and the nervous system.
The very components that create life in every cell.
It's amazing, and that we have lineups of so many people, especially, and you think sometimes that you can't do much if it's old age. It can't really be changed very much. You should see the people my age category. Maybe they're a little younger, maybe they could be a little older, but they line up because they said, you can't be out of brain power. Brain power is a miracle worker for my brain. Rocket fuel for the brain. It makes all the difference in the world, and it's a living nutrient. And these terrible drugs that they give you for $56,000 a year that don't give you any improvement but cause brain swelling and bleeding and horrific side effects. Unbelievable, right?
The brain power is there, and brain power is, brain power alive and well is nature's health solution.
That is absolutely, and even so many doctors who are holistically minded, who believe the clinical trials. Dr. Russell Blaylock also saying, reporting here, he calls it, it's just the tip of the iceberg. He was trying to explain to people recently about the concept of inflammation in the body. And he was talking about how inflammation, he quoting him, I consider, says the doctor, the process of inflammation to be the number one health issue plaguing adults, especially as they grow older. Inflammation, the rock destroying all of the joints, destroying all the brain function and everything else. So change, you can change that. It's easy to change, isn't that right?
That's right, if you live according to nature, okay? And not just all of nature, because all of nature can be pretty negative as well. But by picking and choosing what has been proven to be effective and health-building, life-generating nutrients from natural sources, that's all available at Alive and Well.
That's right, and here they have the doctors reporting that the curcumin in Brain Power, with the bioperin extract for 1,000 to 2,000% greater absorption, the European doctors have proven, has powerful antioxidant properties. It protects your health by reducing harmful free radicals, boosting your body's natural antioxidant defenses, limiting fat deterioration reactions, which are known to damage your cells, and you would experience less inflammation with the high absorption curcumin, which has been shown great promise for treating inflammatory diseases by blocking factors that trigger inflammation, lowering levels of chemicals that cause inflammation, cytokines, and reducing the activity of enzymes that fuel inflammation.
Now,
these are the
Now,
the
curcumin is very difficult to absorb.
Yes, it is. That's what they say.
That's why in Alive and Well, with the brain power, you got brain power and you got pain power.
Right.
Okay? And the curcumin aspect of pain power is accompanied with enzymes. What are enzymes? They're digestive enzymes. Enzymes, you put food into your tummy, and your enzymes digest your food, break it down into the smallest molecular components so it can be absorbed into your brains and your eyes and your little toe. That's what enzymes do. Well, pain power comes with enzymes which reactivate and rejuvenate the curcumin content, which is extraordinary in the pain power formula. So you're getting amazing combinations. It isn't just a substance. Turmeric gives you curcumin, but turmeric doesn't give you the enzymes. Turmeric doesn't give you the absorption of efficiency that pain power gives you, because pain power is the curcumin with the enzymes and other allied nutritional factors, all of which do what? Reduce fire, reduce
right.
inflammation, reduce the negative aspects of ill health.
And here in the report about the clinical trials, clinical studies have found that this active form of curcumin helps prevent tumor growth and the spread of cancer, medical trials.
Which are all inflammatory.
By blocking inflammation, cell damage, and death, helping cut off a tumor's blood supply by stopping the growth of new tumors, making your cell tissue more resistant to damage. Isn't that amazing? And your heart functions better. This form of curcumin influences certain proteins, strengthens blood vessels, improves blood flow. All of these, and there they give here the medical research showing with arthritis and even allergies. This form of curcumin helps ease allergy symptoms in asthma, dermatitis, all these. It's just incredible to me how it goes on.
Reducing inflammation, reducing, putting out the fire.
That's right. And you want to put out the fire, but give you the joyful and wonderful freedom and health, etc., that you've been wanting and you need to hold on to, and your family and loved ones and everybody that you know. And this is it at Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, and the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Vortex Water, yes, the Broth Cafe, the wonderful foods. You can call our number, 877-4950, 877-4950, and for any of our services, we can get the vitamins, we can send gifts, anything you want. You can have the food ready for you to pick up or have it ready for you to eat there at the Broth Cafe. Just give us a call, tell us what you want, and any one of our services. Dennis and I are not doctors, don't pretend to be. Don't put people on medication, none of that. But you can call that number if you want to sit down in a beautiful, comfortable area with Dennis or with me. And there's never a charge, never has been, and there won't be. In a comfortable area, we just give you information, not doctors, and we don't charge anything. We are there for you. Dennis and I are there for you, okay? Fanatic Organics, which are there for you.
Brain power and pain power.
Amen.
Okay.
Two great heroes.
Major, major health improvement in those two substances. Nature's answer, nature's health solutions. This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
Let us remind you folks one more time
that optimum health is alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.